Penguin Random House Audio presents Once in Golconda, a true drama of Wall Street, 1920 to 1938, by John Brooks. Read for you by Johnny Heller. Foreword. Golconda, now a ruin, was a city in southeastern India where, according to legend, everyone who passed through got rich. Its riches faded, its fine buildings collapsed, and its glories disappeared, never to return. That tends to be the way with legendary sources of unimaginable wealth. They flourish for a time, and then they go forever. There's one exception. It's called Wall Street, a name that, strictly speaking, applies only to a narrow gully in the south of Manhattan, but that can be taken as a proxy for Tokyo, London, and other financial markets everywhere. Unlike Golconda, Wall Street can come back from the dead. Although slumps follow booms, the grass never quite gets to grow over its pavements. It's a concrete tribute to the human spirit, to ingenuity, to dynamism, to creativity, and from time to time, to the willing suspension of disbelief. In the high, wild times that occur every generation or so, when everyone makes money and it seems like a crime not to be rich, investors forget the lessons that their predecessors learned so painfully. They know with absolute certainty that this time it is going to be different. In this book, John Brooks, who was one of the most elegant of all business writers, perfectly catches the flavor of one of history's best-known financial dramas, the 1929 crash and its aftershocks. It's packed with parallels and parables for the modern reader. The great bull market of the 1920s was built on the growth of a completely new industry, based in Detroit as opposed to the Silicon Valley. It created a breed of business heroes who passed easily.